Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to Thanksgiving week here in the United States of America. Thank you for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Roy, so very thankful when you take the time to listen to our show. Of course, it is a Monday, and we're headed down to North Carolina with listener Stacy to talk about her trip last month to the Riv. We're going to talk about the Riviera and in a very unique room. She was in the Tower Studio. That's that special room that's built for two. Very efficient. Kind of reminds me of a cabin on a cruise ship. So we get her thoughts on that and her stay at the Riviera, dining, swimming, a couple of days at Epcot with Food and Wine Festival going on, Halloween festivities over at the Magic Kingdom. Just a fun and lots of great dining, too, over at Topolino's and California Grill and so forth. We got a great trip report headed your way right now. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd sure appreciate it if you book your next trip with the best in the business, and that's the folks over at the Magic for Less. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link as you do your online shopping this holiday season. It's a free way to support the show. It takes one extra click, and I'd sure appreciate that. It's just brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, so thankful for our patrons. You guys are awesome. You're carrying the show during this time where travel is just a bit slow, and I thank you so much for that. If you'd like some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just become a patron over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1803 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. And this is the official kickoff here in the United States of Thanksgiving week. I hope this is a shorter week for you working around the States. And as we lead off this week, I just got to let you know that I am super, super thankful for each and every one of you that takes the time to listen to our show. I know we'll probably reiterate this on Wednesday and on Friday as well when the ladies are here with me. But, you know, getting to talk about Disney three times a week with folks from all around the country, all around the world, it is truly a blessing. And we couldn't do this if you didn't take the time to hit that button, subscribe to the show, download, listen, give us feedback on social media. You know, we have our patrons, we have our lizards, we have folks that are helping us out with the Give Kids the World fundraisers. We just have a wonderful community surrounding this podcast. And I just want you to know that I might not say it enough, but I'm absolutely thankful for you that is listening right now today, whether you're on a jog, raking the leaves, driving a school bus. Well, hopefully you're not listening to a podcast, you're driving a school bus, driving your car, nothing dangerous, but whatever you're doing, if you're just sitting around your house because you're not allowed to leave, that's cool too. I just appreciate you so much for listening to our show and letting me kind of live my dream of getting to talk about something I'm really, really passionate about. So anyway, let's get to the reason you're here. It's a trip report. That's what we do on Mondays. You know how it goes. And we're headed down to North Carolina near Charlotte. We have Stacy joining us. Stacy, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Mike. Glad to be here.
I am so glad to be here as well. And before we get into today's trip, I do want to give you a shout out and all your colleagues. I know you work in education down in North Carolina, and I know I speak for our listeners, and I know that we have a ton of educators in our midst. Well, let me just say this too, and I'm not just talking about the educators that have the degree on the wall at this point, which I'm one of those. I mean, I'm proud to say that I worked in elementary education. My wife is an elementary school teacher, so I know about the official teachers, but I believe in 2020, the teacher position has gone out to many other people who in 2019 never thought they would have to be, you know, figuring out how to do prime factorizations with their kids over Zoom. But thank you to you and your colleagues, because I know it's been a challenging year.
Yes, it's been a very interesting year. So shout out to all my teacher colleagues and Pete's, and kudos to the job that you are doing, and just keep it up.
So do you have any tips for folks just right off the bat before we hop into the trip for, you know, I know that you work with educators as far as kind of like in a coaching position with teachers, especially in math. But if somebody's tuned in and they're like, God, I just feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing the best I can with my kids at the kitchen table, or, you know, maybe in the basement, you know, wherever it is that they've turned this into a virtual classroom. What would you say to somebody, something maybe that you've learned over the past few months?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the key is patience and grace right now, right? Everybody's working their hardest and at their best. We've had meltdowns at the kitchen table while virtual learning with my own child, and I am a school teacher. We haven't gotten everything right or everything perfect, and we're two educated adults. So I just, patience and grace, and just know that there will be an end to this eventually. Your kids will be fine. You will be fine. And so just, you know, go with the flow and do the best that you can right now.
Yeah, that is so true. That is, you know, patience and grace. That'll go a long way to getting us to, you know, you just got to realize this is going to be the hardest year that your kids will have in school. This will be the most challenging year, hopefully, that you will have with your child's educational experience. But just final words on that. I will say, you know, again, I taught for 17 years. I taught sixth grade. There are some math problems that Mallory has. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, I'm not even out of the classroom that long. Like, I taught 4 years ago. And I taught gifted students and all. I'm like, how? You're not doing it right. So just, again, you know, just hang in there. Just don't kill each other until we get a vaccine is my best advice, I think. All right. Let's talk some Disney. That's why we're here. We just want to shout out to our teachers here. To get, you know, the best part about being a teacher, it's a two-day work week this week, hopefully, for you. So that's good. All right. So before we hop into your trip from last month when you went down to the Riv, which I can't wait to talk about, talk to us about your background in Disney. Why do you guys travel to Disney? What's your kind of your history, your family's history with the Disney brand?
Yeah. So growing up, Disney was never an option. It was never discussed. We never talked about it. We were a beach family. And so we never went to Disney as kids. And same thing with my husband. He lived in Ohio. So just getting down to Florida was not an option. Definitely watched all of the Disney movies, loved all of the Disney characters. When I was in high school, I had the opportunity to go to Disney one time. We were down in Jacksonville for a choir competition, and it was like choose your park. We chose MGM. It was a half a day. I think we rode the movie ride, and that was about it. So it was a quick trip, right? So that was my Disney experience. I didn't even see a character when I went down.
Oh, no.
And so in 2014, we were actually living in my in-law's basement temporarily because we were having floors done in the house, and I saw a Disney World commercial. My daughter was two. She wasn't three yet. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's free, right? So I booked this Disney trip for May of 2014. It was amazing. It was awesome. We loved every minute of it. So we vowed to go every 2 years. So we went, I think, 2016, 2018. In 2019, we did our first Disney cruise, and we went big. We did Alaska.
Oh, I got to do that. I still haven't done that. Oh, got to do it.
Just amazing. And then we went back for Halloween in October 2019. Again, we said every 2 years, and now all of a sudden it's every year, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We know.
And somehow, in 2020, we were there in March, July, and now October.
Oh, yeah. It accelerates.
Yeah. So, and I think the podcast is part of the problem. I start listening and I'm like, oh, I need that dessert.
Yes.
Oh, I need to see that show. So, yeah. And people ask me, why do you do Disney so much? And we just love it. Like, my husband loves it. My daughter loves it. When we're at Disney, we're just all things Disney. And yeah, it can be a little stressful, but I am a planner. I love planning it. I love the spreadsheets. I love the touring plans. I just love everything about it. And when you're there, you know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to experience. And we just absolutely love it.
Yeah. You know, that's something I think that a lot of our listeners can relate to is that, you know, for example, Mallory has a lot of friends who, you know, they had a fall break here in Missouri about a month ago. And, you know, some of the families were creative in how they got away. You know, they would rent cars, and I know some of her friends drove to the Grand Canyon as a family. You know, some went to national parks and did socially distance, kind of get away for a few days, get out of the house kind of things. And I want to do that with her because I've been to Yellowstone. I've been to Yosemite. I've been to the Grand Tetons and Rocky Mountain National Park, like out of college. I enjoyed that so much. Now, my family's never been to those places. But the thing is, like, it's as intense as Disney planning can be. And we all know it can be, you know, okay, 60 days, got to get those ADRs. And under normal circumstances, we're looking at fast passes. We're looking at this, you know, tours, stuff like that. But the thing is, there's kind of a rhythm and a just a system for us. And it feels, I think for me, it feels comfortable. You know, like I feel like I go there and I have the expectation of, okay, this is how things will unfold. And I feel like, I know this is probably wrong, but I think Disney fans probably all kind of get this together that, you know, if I go to the Grand Canyon, there's so many variables that I just feel like I'm out of my league, even though it's probably not as difficult to plan as I have in my head. It's just simply get a hotel, rent a car, maybe fly to Phoenix. I don't know. You know, it's probably not that tough, but it's just, I know what websites to go to, you know, for Disney, like that's my jam. And I think there's a comfort level there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The planning part is one of my favorite parts. It's like you get to experience the vacation for this long period of time. Oh, I just went in the dark.
That was pretty cool. Wave your arms. Wave your hand.
Save a little money here at the school system.
I used to teach. I get it. Yeah, I'd have like that used to happen to me in my classroom all the time, and I was the only guy on the second floor. It was kind of scary. Okay, so let's talk about your trip. You guys went to the Riviera last month in October. So. Yeah. Now, you guys flew down, which kind of surprised me from North Carolina, because, well, I guess it's pretty. How long of a drive would that be from North Carolina?
It's about an 8-hour drive. Okay. We drove down in March when I went for a girls' trip. It was moms and daughters. And then my husband and I did a solo trip back in 2016, and we drove down. But this time, Brian, we were going to drive because I was adamant about driving because we flew in July. It made me a little nervous. But you know what? We have all these points saved from where we're not traveling, and it was the cheapest points, and we could use points. And so he said, "I don't want to drive. Let's go down there and enjoy a whole nother day and just fly." And I said, "Okay, let's do it."
Yeah, I'm with him. So talk to us quickly about your flight, because people, you know, and because it's all over the place. You guys flew American. You know, I always have my experiences with Southwest. And again, your mileage may vary from, you know, from one flight to the next one that comes up to that gate. It could be totally different. But what did you guys think?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was fine. You know, I felt completely safe. I mean, it was a full plane, but everybody had their mask on. It's not a long flight. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. I had my Clorox wipes, my hand sanitizer, you know, so it was fine. Airport wasn't that crowded, spaced out. And then, of course, when you get to Orlando, there's like no one there, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So it was all good.
All right. So you guys get down there and get to the Riviera. So first of all, why'd you pick the Riviera? Like, what was the thinking there? And then walk us through your thoughts of staying there, the room and the amenities and all that stuff.
Yeah. So the Riviera is typically not a place we would stay. We've always stayed at Art of Animation. And then this past July, we stayed at Caribbean Beach. But we actually stayed at the Riviera in March when I went down for the girls' trip. And only because Disney was offering that 40% off with the Disney Visa. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good deal. And since it was just my husband and I going down, we looked at that Tower Studio room. And because of that Southern State discount going on, it was just the right deal, the right price. And we love the Skyliner. The Skyliner is a must. And we were doing Epcot for 2 days, so it was a perfect location.
Okay, so the Tower Studio is interesting because this is the only hotel that you can get this type of room, which if you don't understand, like a deluxe studio is basically similar to your hotel room. It's got like a little kitchenette, you know, and these are the DVC units that are villas. But when you get this Tower Studio, it's actually built for two. It's like an efficiency. So what did you think? I mean, you've stayed at all these regular hotel rooms. I mean, was it a closet? Was it bigger? Was it, how did the logistics of the entire trip unfold with the Tower Studio?
Yeah, so I was a little nervous going in. I kept telling Brian, like, we're going to be in a tiny room. Just FYI, it's a tiny room. Because everything I read, it said tiny room, right? But we walked in, we were pleasantly surprised. I thought the room was spacious. You know, the bed folds up easily. There is so much storage in that room. So you're able to hide your stuff so you don't feel crowded by your stuff. There's a mini fridge, microwave. We thought the bathroom was a good size. Now the shower and toilet are together, you know, whatever. We've been married for 8 years.
Well, you've been on a cruise ship. You know what? I think people that have been on cruises probably wouldn't have an issue with this room. I think that because everything's efficient in a cruise cabin. Cause I've even stayed, we went on a 5-night cruise, four of us. Now I was the only guy, three women and me, there were two girls and my wife and myself. 5 nights, and we did back-to-back cruises, so we had stuff for 2 weeks in an inside on a Disney cruise line, and I lived. I didn't get killed. So, yeah, you can do it. It's just, you got to be used to it.
Yeah, closet's a great size. We love the balcony. We enjoyed the balcony every night, which is not something we typically do. But we enjoyed it, and we would definitely stay there again. We were like, how can we squeeze our child in this room? How could we secretly? We really enjoyed it.
I love it. I love it. Hey, my parents used to make me sleep in a clothes basket. From what I've seen from pictures when I was a kid, I don't even know if I had a playpen. I had a clothes basket. So, but I mean, that was the 70s. You know, it's all good.
There is a laundry basket in the closet too, which is a nice touch.
Laundry basket or playpen? You never know. Okay, so you guys get there. Get there kind of mid-afternoon. The room's ready, which is always a bonus. It never happens. It happens to me about 50% of the time when I'm not, you know, when I don't need it, like I'm going straight to a park, it's ready. That's how things go. So how did you guys kind of, you know, settle in? Your room's ready. Then did you just hang out at the Riv, get something to eat, swim? What'd you guys do?
Yeah. So we took our stuff up to the room, and then we, you know, got dressed for the pool, went down to the pool, which I love that pool. It is just one of my favorites. It's just calming, relaxing. I just really enjoy the atmosphere there. We had a late lunch at Prima Piatto?
I just call it the place with the two P's. It's good. It's a little quick service. Yeah, Prima Piatto.
No Riviera burger still on the menu. But we had the bacon cheddar burger. And I'm telling you, I swear that is one of the best hamburgers at Walt Disney World. Yes. I don't know what it is about that hamburger meat, but it is an awesome hamburger.
I agree.
So we just had drinks and a late lunch and just hung out by the pool and just enjoyed some relaxation time.
So I love this first day because I think, you know, you're getting into vacation mode. You get there, your room's nice. You're like excited for that. You got a balcony. I always get excited when I find something I wasn't expecting, like a nice balcony. Then, you know, settle in, enjoy your pool. And by the way, Mallory wants to stay here so bad. So I hope she's not listening upstairs because she really wants to stay at the Riviera. And I really keep trying to keep her at Pop Century just for obvious reasons. Because, mm-hmm. you know, my girls always have the high end taste and I'm a cheap guy. But anyway, so you guys settled in, took advantage of the pool, restaurants and so forth. But then you guys, after that, you guys headed over to Disney Springs, which I think, again, this is the best way to have that first day of your trip because you're not worried about, okay, well, got to get to the Magic Kingdom because it closes at 7, you know, these new hours. You feel like, well, I got to get there to make sure I get my, you know, even if you have tickets or even an annual pass, you're thinking, well, I just don't want to be there for 2 hours. It's a lot of effort for 2 hours. But if you go to Disney Springs, you're not really on the clock at all.
Yeah, exactly. So we went over to Disney Springs. We took Disney transportation from the Riviera over to the Springs. Temperature checks, quick. Easy. For the most part, everybody was wearing their mask. It was crowded. It was a Friday night, so we expected it to be crowded. We did not go in July when we were there, only because we had our daughter with us, and we were a little nervous about that. But it was definitely crowded, but everybody was compliant with their mask. We ate at City Works, thanks to Ricky and Pam. We had the buffalo chicken dip and the sliders, and they were amazing, and a couple beer flights. Tables are really spaced out at City Works, so we felt very comfortable there. Great food. After that, we headed over to World of Disney and did a little shopping and just headed on back to the Riv.
Everybody's been to City Works but me. I'm just saying. Like, even I was calling in a modification for a guest on our travel agent line an hour ago, and he even told me, got to go to City Works. I'm like, I'm just getting ready to sit down to dinner. You know, you don't got to tell. Everybody's been to City Works. So, yeah, that's going to end.
If you need a sporting event, that's a good place to go to watch it.
And that's my kind of, that's my atmosphere, too. So, I don't know if I'll be able to this time down because we're doing the Give Kids a World thing and I won't have a whole lot of time. But, man, got to get there. Okay. Yeah. So, Saturday. So, that was a Friday. Now, on Saturday, it's going to be your Magic Kingdom day. But you started off by going over to Wilderness Lodge, which I like this idea.
We did. We went to breakfast at Whispering Canyon. We try to do a new restaurant when we go. We like our favorites, but we try to do a new place. So we went to Whispering Canyon and great breakfast food. Really good. Our server was not as animated as some of the servers there, but we enjoyed watching the other servers because we're okay with people not like giving us a hard time while we're trying to eat. So, but it was fun. It was a great, great place. And then after that, we took the boat over to Magic Kingdom, which we've never done before. And it was about a 30-minute wait, not too bad. I guess only one of the boats was up and running. Mm-hmm. I guess one was broken down at the time. But again, spaced out, no problem. Just a really nice ride over to the Magic Kingdom.
So you guys get over there. I'm looking at your notes here, and I appreciate that you gave me some things to go by here. It's a weird situation right now, right? Without trying to, you know, get to your first fast pass. You know, in this no fast pass world that we're living in right now, things are kind of strange. And you guys toured the park differently than you normally do, it looks like, upon entering. So walk us through that beginning of your day at the Magic Kingdom.
Yes. Yeah, so I am a rope drop girl. And like, I get my family up at the crack of dawn and we are there and we are headed towards something, right? So this was the first time we slowly walked in to the Magic Kingdom.
Like you're supposed to, which nobody ever does.
I know. And just noticed some things that we really hadn't seen before. We decided to do Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, which we've never done. And our daughter would love it now that we've experienced it and know what it's about. So we spent, you know, the first 30, 45 minutes on Main Street doing Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, which we've never done in the past. I mean, it was just an awesome experience. So we'll definitely do that again when we bring our daughter back. She was like, what are these cards? What did you do with these? You did this without me? And we were like, yeah, sorry.
I've still never done that myself. I've done that little pirates. There's a kind of a version of it in Adventureland with pirates. I did that with Mallory when she was really young. But I've still never done Sorcerer. So, and that's what I love. I've been so many times, still have things I've never done. Got to try it out. In City
First
Works.
Time.
Exactly. So, okay. So what else you guys do that day?
So after that, and again, this is my eighth trip and my husband's sixth trip, and we had never ridden Carousel of Progress before.
Oh,
I know.
I almost
crazy.
Had to take away your Disney card. Okay.
We rode Carousel of Progress and we loved it. Like we thought it was fascinating, and like the little like jabs of humor in there about, you know, the great big world and just things changing. Like we thought it was awesome. So we did that for the first time. We also did Hall of Presidents for the first time, which we've never done before. Again, we're running towards those rides, right? And we enjoyed that. It was just a week before the election, so I was a little nervous about the crowd, but everybody was super respectful, and it was a great experience. Again, we thank our daughter would love that as well. So next time, you know, we'll definitely go back and do that again. And then we did Dumbo because it's classic in the Line with Fort. And then we had to hit Splash Mountain one last time because we don't know when we're going to be back, but we're thinking Splash Mountain will be under renovation by then.
Right.
So, and that was about a 40-minute wait. Wasn't too bad. So we did that. And then we enjoyed the Halloween stuff, which I thought Disney did an amazing job bringing Halloween this time of year. Because we've done the Halloween party. We did the Halloween party last October. And I just thought they did a great job. All of the cavalcades were amazing and fun. And, you know, we saw Chippendale dressed up. We saw the Pooh characters dressed up. We enjoyed the Halloween food. We had the not so poisonous apple cupcake, which was amazing. We did the Hades nachos.
You're brave. I don't think I'm putting anything in my body, even though I like Mexican. I don't think I'm putting anything in my body called Hades nachos. That's just asking for trouble.
They were great. So we just really had a nice chill day, at the Magic Kingdom, which I cannot say that we've ever had a chill day at the Magic Kingdom before. And we headed out around 2 o'clock and back to the pool.
God, yeah, that is a good day. You know, that is a good day. And the thing is Disney fans, we tend to push it so hard because we're like, I don't want to leave. You know, like I'm missing out, you know, and it's like, this is the best day, you know, leaving it too, doing, you know, taking your time, seeing, you know, shows, you know, Carousel Progress, Hall Presidents, Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom, snacking. Yeah, that's what it's all about. But,
yeah.
You guys did kind of save up because you had something super nice Saturday night, which, again, another thing I've never done. It's one of Scott's favorites, though, and Pam's.
Yeah, Saturday night. And we've eaten here before, but we really, really like it. We went back to the Contemporary and had dinner at California Grill. And we just love that place. And I don't remember our server's name. Shame on me. But he was just awesome. He was just so glad and so thankful that we were there. He sat down and told us about, you know, his experience being a cast member at Disney. And we just had a great time. We had the cheese board. I don't know if I can call it a charcuterie board.
We'll give you the bell.
Because it doesn't have the meat on it, but it had the cheese on it. And Brian, he had sushi because he's a big sushi fan, and that's kind of what they're known for. And I just had the pizza. So we had a great dinner there and then went outside on that upper deck and just, you know, enjoyed the views of Walt Disney at night.
It is gorgeous up there. Yeah. I've never eaten California Grill. I've been there for a media thing one time. They had it, you know, rented out for a private event, and it was just gorgeous. It was during the day for that. But I've been up with a couple friends up at the top of the World Lounge, and it's just so stunning up there. Like, it's just, if you ever get a chance, go up there. All right. So now the next day you did, this is, again, times are strange with Epcot opening so late right now, or at least when you were there. You get the opportunity to get up and go have a breakfast and still make rope drop at Epcot, which is a kind of a thing. And you guys went over to Olivia's, which I'm excited about, my favorite restaurant. So you could talk to us about that. But then you got in kind of the bus situation is really, it's strange at Old Key West and some of these other resorts like a Caribbean Beach or like a Coronado that's got multiple stops, especially with social distancing on the buses. So walk us through, you know, getting over to Epcot and your morning over at Old Key West.
Yeah, so we took an Uber over from the Riviera to Old Key West, and you wouldn't believe what showed up as our Uber. It was a Tesla where the doors come up.
No way. My daughter would have died.
Well, we died, right? So, okay, we got in this Uber. So when we pull up Old Key West, like, people are, like, looking to see who's going to come out of this car, and it's just the Wozniaks from North Carolina, right? Nobody special.
It's Elon.
Right? We were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So went to Olivia's, had an awesome breakfast. So your recommendation was great. My husband was in love with the grits.
Yes.
The wait staff, they were amazing. And it's just a calm, peaceful atmosphere there. Laid back and chilled. We really enjoyed Olivia's, and we'll definitely go back again. So after that, you know, we had to get to Epcot, and we did not realize that there are five bus stops, I think, at Old Key West, maybe six. So we went out to the front main bus stop there, right outside of Olivia's, and one of the bus drivers came by, and he said, Where are you going? We said, Epcot, and he said, oh, you're not going to catch a bus. And we were like, what? And then he hops back off and he says, need to go to a different bus stop because by the time the Epcot buses get to you, they're going to be full. And we were like, okay. And so we asked the guy at Bell Services. He was like, yeah, you know, head over the bridge and go to that other bus stop. So we're waiting. And, you know, it seems like 3, 4, 5 Epcot buses are passing us. And they look empty. And we're like, what is going on? Like, how does this work? So finally, the Epcot bus comes. We're the first people on the bus. And then we take the tour.
You'd see it all.
Stop, right? So we're just, and it was fine. I was kind of getting a little antsy because I was like really thinking I would rope drop Epcot, you know, and it ended up being fine. We got there a few minutes after Epcot opened, but it was not something we expected.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's one of those things. It's just, it's a crapshoot, especially at those resorts that have the multiple stops. It's just trying to figure out where to get on. And you're right. I mean, if you could have just Ubered right over, you should have had the Tesla pick you up again, Sal, second time. I know, totally. Right. All right, so you guys get over to Epcot. So what were the highlights over at Epcot? Because you guys were there during Modified Food and Wine, also in October. So what did you guys have going on?
Yeah, so Food and Wine was the main reason we went down. So typically, my husband and I, our goal is to hit every NFL stadium.
Oh, nice.
And so we typically in the fall go to an away Panther football game somewhere. And I'm obviously not doing that this year. And so we've always said we would go to Food and Wine for my 50th. Well, it was my 47th. And we were like, let's just do it. This will be our football trip, right?
There you go.
That we do instead of. So we got to Epcot and we did Soarin', Living with the Land, you know, that whole area. We rode Figment for the first time. Very interesting.
It is. And hey, before he had on a holiday sweater, you knew him before he wore the Christmas sweater.
Yes, I guess so. We thought, oh, our daughter would love this ride, right?
We don't
need to ride it again, but she would enjoy it. And then my hair, I did not expect the blowing. And so I come out and my hair, I'm like, okay, this is great. So we enjoyed that, and then we got to see Joy and Pooh Bear do their little you know, skits over there in the grass there. So that was nice. Went over to Food and Wine and just ate and drank and ate and drank and ate and drank.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Totally recommend the s'mores whoopie pie covered in smoky bacon.
Oh my gosh.
That was amazing. We did the frozen cake pop.
Yes.
So I remember you guys talking about that. And I didn't even know that was back there.
Oh gosh.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's cool. This is a Disney fan to go back in the building because it's not always open. That thing's huge. And those cake pops were so good and they were huge. They were gigantic.
Yeah. They were huge. We actually split it. So we did the cake pop, did the champagne. We saw the Canada movie, the new version of that, which we typically don't do when we have our daughter with us because, you know, she gets bored out of her mind. So we were able to do that. But again, we just had a great first day at Epcot and then went back and hung out by the pool, which is another thing we typically don't get to do every day.
Yes. I mean, and if you're at a deluxe resort, you need to spend time at the hotel. I mean, it's just, why be there? You know, why stay there if you're not going to enjoy the pool, enjoy the dining, you know, extra amenities that they have. It's awesome. Yeah. So, okay. You guys also came back that night. Now, this is one of my favorite places to eat too, obviously, because I'm a Taco Bell fan. I like Mexican food. You guys ate at San Angel Inn or San Angel Inn, how some people say it. I say it like I'm from Missouri because I am. I can see what you're saying. You said in the notes that this is probably the least spread out of the least distanced restaurant you were in. And under normal circumstances, I haven't been in there since COVID, since the reopening in July. But, you know, under normal circumstances, you are squashed in there. I mean, people are just wedged in. I don't know. So how did you feel? I mean, did it feel like they took some tables out? I mean, from under normal circumstances, what'd you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think they took some tables out. We had never eaten there before. So again, this was a first for us. And again, because it's so dark, that might have been another reason why it seemed really close. But again, an excellent meal. We had a great server there. Food was awesome. So that was, like I said, it was definitely the closest feeling restaurant, but I still felt like we were somewhat, you know, spread out from people. But like you said, it's a small place anyway.
And it's dark. I mean, it's not kind of dark. It's dark, dark. I mean, I feel like I'm an 80-year-old guy. Like, I got to bust out this. I mean, my wife makes fun of me. I'm like, I can't read the menu. Like, I got to take out my cell phone. Like, it's dark. She's like, are you 80? I'm like, no, but I can't see the menu. I don't know what I'm getting. Just order me something. Okay, so you guys came back to Epcot the next day on Sunday. So you kind of divided it up so you weren't trying to get everything and wear yourselves out. You did some pool time on Saturday afternoon. So walk us through Sunday.
We did. So Sunday was actually my birthday, which I've never celebrated my birthday at Walt Disney World. So I was getting my button. So I had my button on, which is amazing because everybody's telling you, you know, happy birthday. So we took the Skyliner over to Epcot and we rope dropped. So we went straight to Frozen and got on Frozen within about 15 minutes. So we were able to ride Frozen, which was great. That day there were several of the little mini parades, the cavalcades. I think Sunday it was really, really crowded. I mean, not, you know, crowded for right now. But Monday there, it was way less of a crowd. So we saw a lot of those cavalcades and I actually got a happy birthday wish from Elsa and from Minnie and Goofy, cause they all saw my button. So that was kind of cool. Right. And then we did head back over, and do Nemo and the aquarium, which was kind of a bizarre experience because typically that place is packed.
Yes.
Full, children everywhere, touching everywhere, you know, face on the glass, hands on the glass. And it was a ghost town. So that was a little strange. And, you know, you wonder about the animals. You think when Disney was closed, did the animals ask, like, where are the people?
I know. We have a big zoo in St. Louis. It's actually one of the most famous ones in the country. Well, at least we say it is. But they have an advertising campaign that they've had for years and years. It's, can you come out and play? And it's the animals' perspective of, can the, you know, we hope that the humans come out and play with us or look at us, you know, so they can, we entertain the animals from their perspective. And that's I thought the same thing because I went through there when I was down with Mallory in August, and same thing. we were the only ones watching the manatees for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, these manatees are probably like, what's going on? There's nobody here. Like, what are we supposed to be doing? You're right.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was interesting. And then we headed back over to World Showcase and I think we hit almost every country. I started listing it here. And then as I was listing it today, I was like, oh my goodness, we drank a lot of beer.
Well, it'd be our vacation.
Yeah, exactly. So we had hit Brazil, Morocco, America. In Germany, which was interesting, they had a beer from Freezing, which was a Wiestaffner. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. We had actually been to that brewery in Germany before. So that was kind of exciting. And then we did Africa, Mexico, and Canada that day. And we just snacked and enjoyed World Showcase. We saw the Reflections of China movie, which we had never done before. We went in the Morocco exhibit and saw the Race Against the Sun and the Rally of the Gazelles exhibit.
I haven't seen that.
I was just fascinated. This Rally of the Gazelles is like just all female racers that are out racing in the desert. And then, of course, that run where they're packing, for days. But I thought that was fascinating. Again, with our daughter, we would have never stopped in those places and enjoyed that. The other thing we'd never done before is went through that the giant gift store in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Walked through there before, which our daughter would actually probably love that because of the Hello Kitty and all the little fun things, right? So again, we just had another great chill day at Epcot. One thing I forgot to say though, when we were on Soarin', my husband lost his magic band. Right. And I had just bought him a special Mandalorian baby Yoda.
No.
Yeah. But again, great cast member. It was exactly where we thought it was. They found it and recovered it. But we did have that little glitch on Soarin' at Epcot.
So you guys are doing it right. I mean, this is exactly what you do when you're down there for an adults trip, honestly, because you get to slow down, you get to hang out at the pool, you get to go, drink and have appetizers from here, there, and everywhere, try out new things, watch films that kids get a little squirrely in, like Mallory would like it for like 5 minutes. And then she's like, oh my gosh, it's like you're trying to teach me social studies, get me out of here kind of thing, which breaks my heart because I love social studies. But, yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I think an adult trip should be about. Now, one of the other things that, again, I haven't done this and everybody's done it and everybody raves, you guys finish out with Topolino's for dinner over at your hotel at the Riviera. So walk us through that.
Yeah, so that was an excellent, excellent meal. Again, that restaurant is super, super spaced out. So totally felt comfortable there. It was my birthday. So our server treated us with a champagne toast, which was awesome. And then he also treated us with a special kind of appetizer. I don't know what it was. And it was super fancy. And I'm not a super fancy kind of gal. And I was like, I'm not sure what I'm eating, but I'm going to do it because it's my birthday. That's and me. We're at Disney. So it was great, right? It was great. We had, my husband had the salmon and I had the filet. Just amazing. I know that Ricky raves about the steak there. The filet at dinner was just absolutely wonderful. They gave us some kind of gelato or ice to cleanse our palate, which we were like, what are we supposed to do? Is this dessert before the meal? Like, what are we supposed to do?
That's how I feel on a cruise. I'm like, I'm always just nudging somebody like, okay, what do I do with this? Especially if I go, if I go to Palo or something, I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
And then, of course, a special birthday dessert. And then we had ordered the chocolate cake. Again, an excellent server. He just really took his time with us. He had actually worked at Victoria and Albert's.
Oh, wow.
So he has been around for a while and he had opened up Topolino's. And so he was great. Again, another outdoor rooftop deck area with amazing views of the resort. So we spent some time up there afterwards and it was a great birthday, a great chill day at Epcot and a great dinner that night.
I mean, great way to wrap up a trip too, right? I mean, it's something to look forward to. It's back at your hotel, so you don't have to like rush, get from place to place. We are running short on time here, but as we wrap this, It really sounds like, I mean, you had a focus of doing Food and Wine, and it sounds like you really did a good job with that. You got in a lot of classic attractions, got to have a chill day at the Magic Kingdom, really good, not only just appetizers, drinks. I mean, you got to California Grill, Topolino's, you know, San Angel Inn, stuff like that. So you really had a, you know, in my opinion, and just, you know, just from what I, how I look at trips, it's like a well-rounded trip. You got to do a lot of stuff without putting a lot of stress on yourself with like, I got to do, you know, 13 attractions at Epcot today, or I got to do 17 at the Magic Kingdom. You didn't really have a ton of expectations. You just kind of went with it and let the days unfold, which unfortunately, I think once we get, you know, on the other side of this COVID situation, I think that I hope that we can be disciplined enough to still have days like this occasionally. Cause I know that, you know, I'm a type A person. I like to get a lot done too, but some of my best days are days like you've described here over the past couple, you know, that you guys did.
Exactly. And Brian and I talked about that on the way home. We were like, we need to do Disney like this more often. And, you know, fortunately, we've been, you know, multiple times now, and our daughter's been multiple times now. So I think we can do it this way again, you know, kind of slow down a little bit, enjoy the park, notice things that are in the parks. So we definitely want to do Disney like this again. Going to the pool every afternoon was just fabulous. Like it was great time.
All right. So last question. This is probably the most important question of the day. So you guys get home and you have to face your daughter.
Yes.
Okay. How's that go?
So the deal was, you know, mommy and daddy always take a trip. We're just going to Disney instead of a football game.
Yeah.
We're going to Epcot. It's not your favorite park. We're going to spend a lot of time at Epcot. We're not going to do a lot of rides. And then we bring home all the souvenirs, right?
There you go. You got to buy your kid. That's right.
We had a Stitch stuffed animal. She's a Baby Yoda fan. So we had some Baby Yoda gear. We had new Halloween mask. We were good to go. She was good.
I get it. You know, I'm going down by myself here in a couple of weeks. And that's exactly what I do. I can make sure that I come home with stuff people like. I mean, whether it's a spirit jersey for Mallory or, you know, what Pam wants, Paige. It makes the guilt go away a little bit, you know. Exactly. You don't get the side eye so long. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time, Stacey, because I know you're at school right now as we're recording and staying late. And I'm trying to get as many of these trip reports in as I can for folks that have been since July when the parks reopened, because I think even the most experienced Disney traveler needs to hear it firsthand from folks that have been there. And you really did a good job of kind of giving the lay of the land. Is there anything maybe you learned that you would like to throw out there for somebody that's maybe heading down, you know, here in November, December soon?
So, I mean, we did take several Ubers, and I felt super safe in the Ubers. They all seemed super clean. The drivers did very little talking, which is not normal, but we felt very safe. Transportation wise, you know, again, the buses, I think those are super safe. Skyliner is amazing. You know, just take your hand sanitizer. And I would say take hand sanitizer. That's one thing we did run across, was that a lot of the hand sanitizer machines either were out or seemed to not be working. So always bring extra hand sanitizer, some wipes to wipe things down. But, you know, it like I said, it's safer than the Walmart or the Target.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
Do it. Just go do it and have a good time.
All right, Stacey, thank you so much again for taking the time to share this trip report with us, and happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. And we'll talk soon after that next trip, because I know there's another one coming up.
Great. Thanks, Mike. This is great.
All right. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. All the folks over at the Magic for Less would like to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving, and just thank you for your support during 2020. The guests over at the Magic for Less have been more than patient with the situations that have unfolded since March. Many of our guests have scheduled and rescheduled and then rescheduled again, and moved cruises and, you know, rebooked Adventures by Disney experiences that are once in a lifetime that we're holding off on. The patience and the understanding of the guests over at the Magic for Less has been remarkable. And as one of those agents over at the Magic for Less, I would just like to thank all of my guests for sticking with us and supporting our small business, because that's what we really need here in 2020. Keep our small businesses going, and you guys are helping us do that. Keep the podcast going. So, you know, in this week, in this season of Thanksgiving, I'm super thankful for your support throughout 2020. And I hope that we can continue to work together as we move into 2021. And maybe it'll be like, you know, brighter, what's it, happy days are here again. Let's hope here soon. 21's always was my sports number. I wore 21 in baseball and hockey. 21's got to be the year. You know, I thought it'd be 2021. I'm going for that. So again, thank you for your support. If you'd like to book your next trip with the Magic for Less, check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you do your holiday shopping over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you to our patrons. You guys, again, are carrying the load during this time where travel's a bit slow, and I thank you so much for that. We're going to get to the other side together. If you'd like some extra content and become a patron of the show, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, subscribe to the show over on YouTube and Facebook and your favorite podcatcher, whether it's Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, there's a million of them. Just hit subscribe, though, so you don't miss any shows. It's right there. Boom, you wake up in the morning, got a show to listen to. All right, we are going to get out of here. But of course, we'll be back together again on Wednesday. A little pre-Thanksgiving listener questions for your feed. But until then, for Stacey, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work just a little bit. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.